Mariposa Relámpago was an idea that I would buy a school bus in El Salvador and have it have the same migratory path that I had when I was 8 years old, when I came to this country and I was undocumented, unaccompanied. And I went from El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, all Mexico by land, 2.5 month journey, crossing Tijuana, and from San Diego to JFK, right? So that was the idea. I wanted this bus to kind of have similar energy. And for this, I hired a lawyer, a mechanic, and a shaman to make sure that on all levels, this was the right bus. The shaman actually spent a lot of time looking at several buses to make sure that it has the energy for it to become a healing instrument. Then, obviously, the mechanic to make sure that it can be driven from El Salvador to Mexico, where it was going to be transformed into Mariposa Relámpago. And then the lawyer to make sure we can clear all the borders. But the lawyer dropped the ball. And you can cross the Guatemala border and the Mexico border, but not the U.S. border. Because once we started digging deeper into it, we realized that a Chinese company had stolen all these school buses from the U.S. and sold them to El Salvador. And this bus was under FBI investigation, and there was no way this bus was going to cross the border. Decided to buy a second bus in Michoacán, and which is really beautiful because all the migratory butterflies kind of come from Michoacán all the way to the United States, so they crossed that border. And eventually this bus was transformed into Mariposa Relámpago. And Mariposa Relámpago, the name, I was walking on the street in Oaxaca when I was thinking of the name of this bus, and I saw two abuelitas, two like elderly ladies in the corner waiting for the light. And they were talking about how there was an ancient healer named Mariposa Relámpago when they were little that they remember. So I wanted to embody that person, that energy of an ancient healer. So the ancient healer is here, and it's the bus. And part of the practice after that, over the last 7 months, was to collect objects from Mexico, from those markets, things from El Salvador. All these objects carry certain types of energy. So also part of my practice is creating microeconomies. For this bus, I commission a stone carver and I give him my drawings. And then we sit and talk about how this can be transformed into a rock sculpture. He carves it for me. On the side of the bus, you see a serpent that is lightning. It's a lightning bolt shape. It's a butterfly, also a serpent. And that is a symbol to Mariposa Relámpago. And the same stone carver made it out of 19 volcanic rocks. And we made like a jigsaw puzzle of my drawing. And that's also in there. The bus has four gongs attached to it. And these gongs, when they're played, it makes the bus vibrate. So the bus itself becomes a vibrational healing instrument. You can fit as many people as possible. You can touch the outside when it's being activated and feel the vibration of the bus. You can listen to it. You can lay on the floor of the bus. Some of the elements in the bus also start to move and dance and vibrate.